listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week, excellent health with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Thank you for listening to Excellent Health with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. On this show, we'll be speaking with medical experts from YKHC about health-related topics that you can use to keep yourself and your loved ones in excellent health. Ulihaugo, I'm Nikolai Joke from YKHC, Koyana Ilagarluta. Those of us who live in the YK Delta travel a lot, whether it's for medical purposes, for family vacations or work trainings, conferences and workshops, or students traveling on school trips, or students attending college in faraway places. There may be some times where we will need medical care while we're away from home, away from YKHC clinic or a hospital. What do we do when we find ourselves in this situation? To answer that and many other questions, I'm joined today by Lisa Wimmer, YKHC's Chief Financial Officer and Vice President of Finance. I'm so excited to have you on the show. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Koyana, for joining me. And to start off, can you please introduce yourself, who you are, where you're from, and how long you've been in your role at YKHC?
Certainly. Yeah, thank you. Again, my name's Lisa Wimmer. I'm the Vice President of Finance and Chief Financial Officer for YKHC. I've been in this role for 9 years, and I am originally from Nebraska, but my husband and I have lived up here for about 28 years.
So, wow.
Yeah, quite a long time.
That is a long time.
In the YK Delta for over 20, 25. Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's always great to have you on the show. So, all right. So before we get into the answering the question that I just posed, let's lay some groundwork to begin understanding the healthcare system for Alaska Native and Native American beneficiaries. So when we say beneficiaries, what exactly do we mean by that?
Sure. That's a good question. So eligible beneficiaries include members or citizens of federally recognized tribes, American federally recognized tribes. So you need to be an enrolled citizen. You need to have tribal membership, and it needs to be a federally recognized tribe.
So there's like over 500 tribes in all of the United States,
yeah.
And then about half of those, maybe over half of those, are here in Alaska,
correct? Over 200 are in Alaska.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you can take a few minutes to explain what YKHC's relationship is with the Indian Health Service.
Certainly. So for people who were born and raised here, or maybe my age or a little bit older, they'll remember when the hospital was operated by the Indian Health Service. And YKHC was came together as a consortium in 1969 to start the Tribal Health Aid Program and the Community Health Aid Program, And they were able to take over the operations of the hospital in 1991 from IHS. So YKHC is a consortium of 58 federally recognized tribes that operates our healthcare system here in the YK Delta. We're an IHS contractor, so that means that we get a block grant from IHS to provide the services, and that provides some of our operating money, but it's certainly not all of it.
And it doesn't cover all of this.
It doesn't cover all of it. IHS is chronically underfunded, and so that is something that we deal with.
So how do you close that gap?
We close that gap by being able to bill alternative resources. So when patients have Medicare, Medicaid, commercial insurance, VA coverage, then we're able to bill for those services when the patient's seen at our facility.
All right, that's awesome. So let's dive into what we mentioned before. Let's say that I'm on a business trip and I have an accident. But I don't know if there's a facility like YKHC where I'm at.
Sure.
So I go to the nearest ER, the nearest emergency room, to receive medical care. What do I do in this situation?
That's a really good question. And that's something that's good to know. Anytime we're traveling out of Alaska and we know that we're going to be someplace that we may not know the closest IHS facility or tribal health facility in the lower 48. So if you have an accident and you need emergent care, we always want you to go to the ER. but you do have some responsibility. So you or a family member or somebody that you're with, if you're not able to do this yourself, need to call ANTHC and report this to their purchase and referred care group, and just so you can get that on record, that you were seen at a non-tribal facility, so they know that there may be a bill coming from that non-tribal facility if you're if you don't have alternative resources.
Okay, and so for those of us who might not know what ANTHC is, it's the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium.
Correct.
And that's based in Anchorage.
Right.
Thank you for that. And so one very important thing that I think is worth taking time to define is what is considered as an emergency? What exactly would constitute an emergency?
Sure. You know, anything where you might be at risk of your life or losing a limb or eyesight, something like that, where you need to be seen, you know, it, within less than 48 hours, something that's very urgent, very, you know, to the point of being emergent, you're concerned that you might be having a stroke or a heart attack. You know, we want to make sure that you get care. Don't delay care. Don't put it off. You know, go to the ER if you need to be seen, and then call ANTHC in Anchorage and work through that as soon as possible. But
so the other the next question that I have is, if I'm not mistaken, the coverage that's, you know, in an emergent situation, it's not just outside of the state of Alaska, it's also includes all, travel outside of the country or outside of the U.S., correct?
It can cover that as well. And then the other thing that's important to know is if you are in the state and you're someplace that doesn't have a tribal health facility in their community and you need to be seen, what immediately comes to my mind is maybe Homer. You're there, you have an accident or you're feeling very unwell and you need to be seen at the ER. At the hospital in Homer, you know, go there, be seen, and then make sure to have somebody call within that 72-hour time frame to ANTHC to report that so they know.
All right. So also, in case I wanted to take the time to research whether or not there's an IHS facility where I'm going,
right.
Are there resources to find that information?
Yes, absolutely there are. So a lot of times we have people who are maybe going to be traveling for an extended period of time or going to be living somewhere for an extended period of time. I can think of several examples where somebody's spouse was going to be in the lower 48 working for a while and they were going with them and they just wanted to make sure they were able to be seen at a tribal health facility.
Oh, that's important.
Where they were going. And so you're able to look up at IHS.gov is one location. The other thing is you could call us at YKHC Medicaid enrollment or any of our financial resources, and we're able to look up online and help you navigate that IHS website. ANTHC at their PRC group is also able to help you navigate that IHS website, and we can look, and in this case we were able to find a clinic that was associated with the Muscogee tribe and gave them those resources, and so they were able to know if they were sick while they were out traveling, they could go there and be seen.
That's awesome. That's a great service. So let's talk about another scenario. So I'm a student who travels to a school that is not located in a tribal health service area. What do I do in this case?
Sure. In this case, you want to take the time and look at the resources that ANTHC has on their website. They have a lot of resources that are specifically towards students. And so they'll talk about if you have alternative resources, enrolling for that. They'll talk about what you need to do in case you're emergently ill and you need to go to an ER somewhere and how to follow up with them so they know if there's a obligation going to be out there. So there's a lot of resources that they have, and it's called Purchased and Referred Care, and that's also what it's called under IHS on their website. And that's what it's titled under ANTHC's website as well.
So I did a little bit of research on this PRC program, and what I learned was that They do provide limited funding for eligible Alaska Native and Native American students for their spouse and legal dependents who are residing outside of Alaska. Mm-hmm. But I think the caveat is that they have to be full-time vocational, technical, or academic students, correct?
That is correct, yes. So we always want to remember that there's going to be, that these resources are subject to limitations. So we want to make sure that we are aware of those limitations. We go and do our homework before we travel, before we are out of state, maybe studying or something like that. So we don't get caught in a situation where we're responsible for something that we didn't have to be if we followed the rules.
Yeah, so that's a good point. And one thing that they'll ask you to do is, you know, before you leave, to take care of your routine medical care, mm-hmm. which includes things like physicals and immunizations and eye exams, dental care, those kinds of things. So what we're talking about is emergent situations in this case.
So one thing that should be really clear, and I think there's a lot of confusion about this, is a lot of times people will think when you're an IHS beneficiary that healthcare, you get healthcare like it's insurance through IHS. Mm. And it's not insurance. What it is through negotiation and treaties, there's a trust responsibility from the federal government to provide health care to Native beneficiaries, Alaska Natives and Native Americans. And so that health care is provided through the tribal health system or through IHS facilities. But it's not insurance. So anytime you step outside of the IHS system or the tribal health system, you could be responsible for those medical bills. So that's why it's really important to follow that 72-hour timeline in emergent care. Or if you're not having emergent care, then to make sure to know that you're either covered with alternative resources, such as personal insurance, health insurance, Medicaid, Medicare, or to have approval through prior approval through ANTHC's purchase and referred care department if you need specialty care.
Yeah, so let's dive into how do you become enrolled in that PRC program?
Sure. You're enrolled in that program as a enrolled beneficiary, as a Alaska Native or Native American enrolled citizen. And so but what you have to do is you have to follow some processes in order to be able to step outside the tribal health system. So if you need specialty care, there's some kinds of care that we don't have provided as part of the tribal health system in Alaska. Maybe it's a very specialized form of care.
Yeah.
I can think of like burns are not something that we do in the tribal health system or really in Alaska because it's such specialized care. So if somebody has significant burns, they're usually sent right away to Seattle and for treatment. So that's something where you need to notify ANTHC in that purchase and referred care. It usually happens when it's something like that and it's a real emergent situation. You know, our doctors are working with their doctors to say, you know, this patient needs to go immediately on to a higher level of care outside of the state. And so your name is put in the system. But if you're somebody who has a referral, maybe you need to go to see a cardiologist that's outside of the tribal health system. What happens is there's a referral from our providers, from YKHC's providers to ANMC. The hospital, Alaska Native Medical Center. And those providers will look at that referral and they'll say, this is something that we don't do at ANMC and we agree that this patient really needs to be seen by a cardiologist. And we have one outside of the tribal health system that we would refer you to.
Okay.
And so your name gets put in the system that way. And then at that point, that's when you get a pre-authorization from ANTHC for that purchase and referred care.
That's awesome. So let's talk about some of the deadlines that the time constraints, the things that we should, like you said, follow so that we make sure that we're covered in different types of situations. So, what are some of those timelines?
Sure. Sure. The big one is that 72-hour timeline if you're seen emergently. So you really need to be calling. You need to be talking to ANTHC and say, you know, I've seen at this location for an emergency. I broke my leg. Something like that that couldn't wait, or you couldn't be transported to a tribal health facility. And so that's really a big one. Anytime that you are referred outside of the tribal health system, you want to make sure that you're talking with a purchase and referred care group and say, you know, I was referred outside the tribal health system for cardiology. I want to make sure that you have my information in the system, that you know that this is approved, and just follow up that way. There are some things that they won't cover, even if you have been referred out by one of our providers or a provider at ANMC. And one of those things is dental coverage. That's not covered under purchase and referred care.
All right. And then the other thing, like when it comes to medical bills and medical records, what is the timeline for some of those things?
Yeah, that's a good point. You have 30 days to follow up and submit that information to the purchase and referred care group. So we have a responsibility on our side. If we want to get covered and we're seen somewhere else, we just really need to make sure that that we're following up. We're following up with that initial 72-hour notification, so within 3 days or less. And then if they ask for any information, any billing information, anything that we've been provided that they need to handle the bill, we need to provide that to ANTHC within that 30-day time frame.
That's good to know. All right. So I know you talked about YKHC, you know, being able to call you guys and ask for some resources. Does ANTHC also help with finding resources?
Yes, they do, absolutely. So both YKHC and ANTHC have Medicaid enrollment specialists, and those enrollment specialists also help answer questions about Medicare for our residents that are over 65, so that might qualify for Medicare. And one thing that's really important for people to know is that you can qualify for multiple things. So Medicare is age determined, so you have to be over 65. But you might also qualify for Medicaid depending on your income level and the number of people in your household. So, you know, don't make that determination yourself. You always want to call and ask a specialist. One of the other things that we have are for people who might be outside of the income level for Medicaid. There's tribally sponsored health insurance programs if you don't have health insurance offered at your place of employment. And then, of course, people should always inquire if they're veterans. They should definitely inquire with veteran benefits, because they have very good benefits. And if you've served, you may qualify. And if you do qualify, you really should take those benefits.
Yeah, for sure. So what does the purchased referred care pay for when I have other insurance? Like for me, I've got medical insurance through work. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
So, you know, again, purchase and referred care is that is a category that's funded through IHS. It's a limited amount of funds. And one of the things that IHS requires is that they have to be a payer of last resort. So if you're somebody who's seen in the tribal health system and you have insurance through your workplace, and there might be a copay left, then tribal health organization does not bill for that copay to the beneficiary. So purchase and refer care essentially takes care of that. You're not billed for that copay. But anytime you step outside of the healthcare or of the tribal health system, I just really want to make this very clear that people are responsible for their bills. So, it's not a guarantee. Purchase and referred care is not a guarantee. It's limited funding every year. So anytime you step outside of the tribal health system, whether you're referred out by a provider at YK or a provider at ANMC or TCC or BBAHC, any place, just know that you may be responsible for that, but you are responsible for that bill. And so, you know, that's not a guarantee that you'll have coverage.
So you kind of touched on this a little bit in that last answer. So one last program question. I understand that there are exceptions to ANTHC's purchased referred care program, like you're a tribal citizen of some tribes in Alaska. You may need to contact someone else.
That's correct. So there are other tribal health organizations or tribes who manage their own purchase and refer care funds. And so, you know, our sister organization, Tanana Chiefs Conference, is one of those.
In the interior, in the Fairbanks region.
Mm-hmm, right. And some of our beneficiaries, some of our communities are in that group. And then Ketchikan Indian Community is another one. So if you have somebody who's going to school down in Southeast, and maybe they're in Ketchikan for some school function, and then Southeast Regional Health Consortium, we always refer to them as SEARCH.
Yeah.
So down, if you have a student at UAS down in Juneau or Sitka, you know, so really make sure that you follow through with them. And then Metlakatla Indian Community is the other one.
Yeah, because we've got a lot of students in this region that are going to Mount Edgecombe and Sitka.
Yes. So that'd be a good thing to know. Yeah, that's a great point. Yep.
All right. So thank you so much for joining me today. And to end the show, as usual, I always ask for three key takeaways for today's show. What are three things that you want our listeners to remember after hearing this episode today?
Yeah. The first thing is I'd really encourage everybody to call and talk with our Medicaid enrollment office. And we should really maybe rebrand that to in coverage or some kind of enrollment to just expand it, to talk about all the things that they do. But they really want to talk to you about whether it's Medicare opportunities, Medicaid, you know, talk you through if you have other coverage, and then they'll help point you to a different resource if that's what you need. And then before you travel or attend school outside of Alaska, very important, call ANTHC's PRC program. And I'll give you the number here quickly, 907-729-7346, or toll-free 888-770-7346, and let them know that you're traveling, where you're going to be traveling, just so that you can give them a heads up, and that helps to give them some pre-notification. And then again, if you're seen somewhere emergently when you are traveling, you want to call them in that 72 hours. Then lastly, I would encourage everybody to visit Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium's website or ANTHC's website for all this information. So that's, you want to go there, look at anmc.org/PRC.
They've got some great information, and they've got the trifold brochures for different scenarios that we talked about on this show today.
Yeah, yeah.
Great resources.
Very great resources. And it's really clear and easy to understand, I think, on those resources. And they talk about, you know, PRC is not unlimited funding. You know, we get a small pool of funds every year, and we all have to use those funds. So, you know, we really want to make sure that we're doing the best we can to manage that.
Yeah. So the kind of the message that came through in, you know, researching PRC and looking at the resources that they provide online, the underlying message was like, call us, talk to us, and we'll work this through.
Yep. Yeah, I can't encourage that enough. So, you know, call as soon as possible and let people know. And then, again, if you are seen and you have called and you get any information, you know, send that on to the PRC group within that 30 days and really be proactive and try to stay ahead of this.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today. And Oyana, to everyone who is listening, I'm Nikolai Joke, and this is Excellent Health with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.